Hi, everyone. My name is Yannick Bedafmit, and I lead the product enablement team in Cloud ERP Product Success. Before we start this podcast, I want to personally extend an invite to all our valued partners listening today to join the Product Expert Training. We host this event twice a year, with the next edition in just a few days, starting April 22nd. Why should you attend? This training is an absolute must-have on the calendar for everyone looking to stay at the cutting edge of SAP S/4HANA Cloud innovation. You'll find expert webinars demonstrating the latest features, previewing the upcoming roadmap, and answering your Cloud ERP questions. All you need is a Learning Hub license, and you're free to register. So benefit from 60-plus expert webinars and your recordings in your own time after the event. Find out more and register via the SAP Partner Portal or click the link in the show notes below. Now, back to today's podcast. Enjoy it, and I'll see you at the expert training.
Welcome to the podcast Inside SAP S/4HANA Cloud. There's no customer success without product success and project success. I'm your host, Mark Sertelt, and in this episode, we will talk about warehouse management, cloud transformations, key ingredients for a successful implementation, and what the future holds for warehouse management at SAP. Let's welcome Jenna Joshe, Platinum Warehouse Management Architect, and Florian Kuchter, Vice President and Head of Product Management, SAP Logistics, SAP S/4HANA Cloud Private Edition. Great to have you two, Jenna and Florian, on the show today. How are you guys feeling?
I'm good. Excellent. Thank you, Marcus, for having me in the podcast. Happy to interact with both of you. I'm a big fan of SAP podcast, and especially your podcast as well. It's very useful for the customers, partners, and for the SAP associates. Hello, Florian. Good to see you. It's almost close to 10 years now, Florian, since we did together one of the most complex global EWM implementations. I'm so glad to see your progress as head of EWM product management and its offering to the global customer base. It's really remarkable.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you, Florian, how are you doing?
Yeah, thanks, Marcus. It's really an honor. It's my first time in this podcast. And I think we live in interesting times. The move to the cloud is at the top of the agenda at all of our customers. So I'm really happy to be here. I think it's up to all of us. As you said, it's not the success of the product only. It's even about the products and the projects. Let's see which challenges our customers have, and we would like to overcome them, especially in the warehousing area.
Brilliant. Excited to hear from you, Florian. Jenoy, I know you're a passionate runner, worked in 30-plus countries and in various industries. What else would you like to tell our listeners about yourself today?
I'm a global platinum architect, having footprints in almost all the continents. Thanks to SAP for that. And with my global 16 years of strong SAP expertise and with 10 plus strong years in SAP EWM implementation and rollouts. During my tenure with SAP as a digital logistic architect and a problem solver, I have worked exclusively with the global strategic SAP key accounts and partners with Premium Hub and with Max Attentions.
Florian, please also go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience.
I started my SAP journey already in 2005, really from the ground as a software developer. I did some consulting for more than 16 years, including project management, architectural discussions around the globe, before I then decided 2 years ago to join the product management team. It's always fascinating to see each day about the customer projects, the broad adoption of our solution, and in which industries we are running our solution. So really still interesting.
Great to hear and great to have you guys. And let's start with the first question. This one goes to Florian. Cloud transformation refers to the process of migrating business operations and data from on-premises infrastructures to cloud-based platforms and services. How does cloud transformation benefit warehouse management?
As of today, our customers are mainly benefiting still from the overall cloud qualities like scalability, security, and a quicker time to value. but we are working heavily on new capabilities in the area of generative AI and Green Ledger, which will be only available in the cloud. And this will make life much easier and more efficient, even by utilizing our new digital assistant tool.
Could you tell us what kind of challenges customers face during cloud transformation and warehouse management? And how can companies ensure a successful cloud transformation in warehouse management and overcome those challenges?
The major concern is still about performance, especially when it comes towards the area of material flow systems. But in the end, there's no huge difference if we talk about hosting partners or cloud solutions. I think many of our customers already have a hosting partner, and then the step towards a cloud solution is not so big. For sure, you should have an eye on network latency and performance and do proper testing. But we do have already many successful implementations in the cloud.
Genoi, your last three big warehouse management implementations were in the life science, agriculture, and logistics service industries. Can you describe what the challenges were in those industries?
Reducing operational cost was one of the key challenges with the customers across the globe was facing. And the cost of the space, especially in the globe, has been considerably increased. Those are one of the key aspects which the customers were really looking for. Then strengthening the digital core of the businesses, the IT infrastructure, the digitalization of the logistics portfolio from the global standpoint of view, adhering to the global quality and the compliance standards, especially for warehousing and distribution. End-to-end, I mean, we are living in a world of very disruptive supply chain environment where planning and execution plays a very critical role now. So end-to-end batch traceability, serial number traceability throughout the business verticals has been very essential for the customer base. And lastly, adaptability towards the futuristic solutions, as Florian was mentioning, towards AI, towards wearables, warehouse intelligence, towards the cloud and automations. So these are the key challenges which I faced when I was implementing for the multiple line of businesses.
We go back to Florian. We just heard from Genoi some customer challenges in different industries and key aspects. And as Vice President and Head of Product Management here at SAP Logistics, do you see the same challenges in the market?
Yeah, I have to confirm these trends. I think resilience is a huge topic the last years, and how you can achieve a resilient system setup. This is really by going into the cloud, building connection to networks, building digital twins. It's a huge word. Yeah. In the end, it's a digital representation of all the objects which are participating on the supply chain in our company. And here we really already have a good footprint. And I think I can agree, this is really the big trend. We need to create this transparency as a key enabler then to quickly adapt to unforeseen things which are happening to build a resilient supply chain.
Thanks for addressing the market challenges, guys. And maybe now let's move on to how we can solve them with SAP software. Genoi, how did you solve them for your customers in those different industries you worked in? Maybe we start with the life science industries because you worked in so many industries.
Yeah, indeed. For example, in the life sciences, one of the critical challenges, the recommendation from our side was embedded as a proposed solution. And of course, with serial number management and batch traceability coupled into EWM, provided an extensive ways of tracking and tracing the product throughout the supply chain and through the business verticals.
Amazing job, Genoi. And how did you solve the other? Let's talk about the two big clients' warehouse management challenges or projects you worked on.
Yeah, I would like to emphasize on the manufacturing project, the manufacturing client's requirement, where we recommended SAP embedded EWM solution as well, with advanced integration facilities from production integration, advanced production integration, to support complex manufacturing operations, and with close integration onto the batch and with the advanced picking strategies and other functions, we could enhance seamless integrations between the manufacturing suites and with the warehousings.
Very good. I don't know if it's the right time, but maybe for our listeners, could you explain a little bit more the advanced production integration?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that topic. So in advanced production integration, SAP EWM has leveraged extensive capabilities to integrate the shop floor with the warehouse with EWM, which means that whenever there is a manufacturing order, the requirements from the manufacturing order can be pulled directly into the warehouse, and the warehouse can execute the stagings of the products from the warehouse back to the shop floor. And whenever there is a finished product which is coming out from the manufacturing facility, that can be pulled from the manufacturing suite back to the warehouse. So this integration was always a challenging because it includes production planning capability, the manufacturing facility, and the warehouse facility, which was handled by different stakeholders. But with SAP EWM's advanced production integration capability, this works extremely powerful in a very seamless manner. So that's very strong and advanced functions in SAP EWM.
Thank you, Jinoy, for explaining that a little bit more in detail. Florian, coming back to you, how does product management help customers solve their warehouse management processes in the cloud?
Markus, before I answer this question, I would like to comment on the previous statement from Jinoy, basically about the production integration. I think this is a huge differentiator in comparison to other warehouse management systems. They have more in focus the pure bin management, the movements within the warehouse. But there is a huge potential for efficiency gains for our customers in that direct staging processes towards production lines to avoid double touch of pallets and be really efficient with just-in-time, just-in-sequence processes.
Florian, can I ask you one more question? I mean, we talked about the integration from production, but what about the strength of integration to also transportation management maybe?
Exactly. I think integration as such is a key for SAP. It's somehow expected from us, but it's even a huge advantage. We integrate to so many different things towards transportation management. You have mentioned that our new integration is called advanced shipping and receiving. We know that we need to invest in future there. It's a development focus for us that we go ahead with the advanced shipping and receiving. But not only that, as mentioned, the MES integration towards our digital manufacturing or the integration even to product compliance are things we have on the roadmap, and we would like to further strengthen the integration to those tools. What you should do in a cloud-based environment is really to stick to our best practices, try to use them as a starting point. You should try to keep the core clean so that you can stay ahead of the game with upgrading frequently so that you can leverage the newest technologies, the newest functionalities which we provide. And therefore, we already developed open APIs, which you can then utilize for side-by-side extensibility on the business technology platform. And we even think about enhancing that with events in the future.
As a product manager, one of our jobs is to look into the future, to see what the market trends are, but also to prioritize our engineering backlog. What is your current warehouse management focus here?
Yeah, I think it's two things. It's on the one hand, you mentioned that the integration piece, integration towards transportation management, towards product compliance and digital manufacturing. And on the other side, for sure, the new technology trends with business artificial intelligence. So we started our journey there. Our developers are getting up to speed. They do a lot of proof of concepts. So we are digging into that. I think you can expect tool cases very soon in the near future. But then on the long run, we for sure think about optimization of order streaming by utilizing AI capabilities. So stay tuned. There is a lot more to come.
Oh, my next question was actually about the business artificial intelligence as one of our key strategies here at SAP, Florian. Christian Klein always says it's our new DNA now by our heart. Can you already say something? What's cooking for warehouse management in this regards from SAP? Can you share already something?
I mean, with the tool as a digital assistant, We think about cases that you can easily confirm warehouse tasks, that you can ask for delivery statuses and things like that. Or as mentioned, we would like to increase efficiency during picking when we talk about order streaming. These are things which we dig into. Yeah, no promise yet, but we are working on those things.
Jinoy, next question is for you. What AI use cases have you seen along or maybe thought about during your long business warehouse management career?
Very interesting to hear from Florian on the direction of AI and on the product pipelines and the futuristic design. What is there in the customer offerings? That's really something big on that, and especially on the AWM space here. Yes, Marcus, on the AI and especially on the AI from the warehousing side, I've been working with some of the customers from predicting futuristic demands and providing inputs to the slotting engine of AWM and to have a slotting and rearrangement mechanism to optimize the warehouse moves and to improve the efficiency in the picking. That's something which I always get from the customer base, and I know that from one of your podcast and from the releases highlights what we had, we are having some improvements in the AI and ML space, especially in the sorting part. So that's something which I'm really keen on, and something the business has been across the globe has been not as a use case for the AI from an AWM side. Marcus.
Jinoy, before we end this episode on warehouse management, what is your final advice for successful implementation?
Very interesting question, Marcus. My credo has always been a customer-centric approach, a long-term bird-eye view and vision of the C-level executives materializing it, and a sustainable solution. So my request is that we should have, definitely SAP, its products and portfolios have a global vision. So it's important that the partners and the implementation architects that emphasize on that vision from a global standpoint of view, and with that design element in place, and definitely with the SAP Clean Code sustainability, I see EWM embedded and EWM decentral and on the cloud as a futuristic solution all the way ahead for the partners and for the customers.
Thanks for sharing, Jinoy. And also Florian, thanks again for being at the show today and for joining. And what are your final words?
Hopefully we could take apart a little bit the concerns about move to the cloud. Sometimes customers feel scared about that. Cloud seems to be a big word. Somehow it's comparable to hosting, as I have mentioned, from a kind of technical point of view. But on the other hand, please think about the opportunities when it comes to artificial intelligence. I think there is much more to come. We are heavily invested into that. As you mentioned, it's the DNA of our company, and we really dig into it. And I think there's a lot to come in the future, and it's coming very quickly. So yeah, participate in the journey towards the cloud. I think it will be worth it.
Very good. Thanks, guys. And thank you for joining this episode. To our audience, if you like this episode and have ideas or even want to come onto the show, send us an email to insidess4@sap.com. Tune in next time and be inside SAP S/4HANA Cloud.